finish to start, he'll clear.
It's a Condor, C-O-N-D-O-R. There were several Condor companies. This is from the Coventry company of Condor, and they only made cycle cars in 1913. And so it's basically a facsimile of the 1913 one, although they made several cycle cars. In the references, they made some cycle cars. Nobody knows how many that was. They were a company, really, who made engines and a few motorbikes. That was their forte. And the biggest size of engine was 810cc, and that's what this is. It's a single cylinder, overhead valve, but the valves are horizontal, like that. It was something that Alvis also did, but they only did it for a year and discovered that there's really no point in having them like that. These are the two valves there. In order to start, you'd swing it on through the clutch and lift that valve there. That's the valve lifter of the exhaust valve. The drive comes from the engine via a primary chain to the clutch here, which is now slipping, hence the fact that it's on a trailer. And from the clutch, which is on a lay shaft, it goes back in line with the engine, and there are two chains and sprockets, and you can engage either chain to give you a high gear or a low gear. There's no reverse, and there are only two forward speeds. My suspicions are that Condor were asked by a customer to make it like this, with two-wheel steering, which, because both the front and the rear wheel steer, one of them comes on this side of the steering, and then you've got a rod which goes all the way back to here, and there's an idler there, and then it goes on the inside, which manages to steer this wheel. I think the customer had the idea that if you steered both these two wheels and the driven wheel, which is the other side, remained in the one line, that it would give good steering. In fact, the contemporary write-up on this thing says that it steers very well. Now, that's not my opinion of it. But that's what they said at the time. But then at the time they said that everything was wonderful. Actually, it doesn't seem to steer terribly well to me.
My name is Rosie Moffat, and this is a 1921 or 1923 Temperino, which is an Italian car. It's 10 to 12 bpH at 1,800 RPM. It's an air-cooled V-twin. The engine was by Della Ferrara, body by Farina, and was built in Italy. It can be quite temperamental, Temperino. So there's three forward and one reverse gear on rear axle, and at the moment, finding those gears can be a little challenging. There's no differential, so drives one rear wheel, and it's metal to metal brakes. I absolutely love this event. It's meant so much. In 2017, my dad was very unwell, and he sat in the car and he taught me how to drive it at the 2017 Festival of Sloth. So for me, it just has so many memories and so many important things for the car and the people and the venue and we're really grateful that we could bring it back again in a working condition this year.
Lucy Hall, and this is a 1910 AC sociable. It's a single cylinder, three-wheeled car with two forward gears, no reverse, tiller steering, and epicyclic gear in the back wheel. Wonderfully for me, it's gears you can't crash. You can be in both gears at once, and you're in no trouble. One just acts as a brake on the other. Right, so right-hand pedal is the brake, which with it has a ratchet to release, and the left-hand one is the first gear, which is a contracting band on the back axle, and can work against each other. I do have a model to explain it, but it's quite complicated in words. This wheel represents the drive, so this is where the chain from the engine comes. This is the back wheel, and this is the gearbox. So when you're stationary, the wheel is held still because it's sitting on the ground. The engine is rotating, and so the gearbox is all going backwards. You can see the little planet wheels going round in here. Then in first gear, the contracting band engages. You're turning it, and then the wheel starts turning. The back wheel starts turning slowly. And then in second gear, you let go of that one. You push this lever, it engages a cone in the back wheel, which puts it into direct drive, straight from the chain to the wheel. And then everything goes around together, direct drive, and none of the internal cogs are moving. Otherwise, all you've got is throttle and ignition advance and retard, and that's it. My grandfather bought it in 1969. And he gave it to me 8 years later. This is a wonderful gathering of machinery that you very rarely see anywhere else, and meeting up with like-minded people.
This is an Elf cycle car, chassis CC01. So it's got an Anzani V-twin, and it's got a three-speed and reverse gearbox. It's my dad's car, but I've helped him build it. I've been into classic cars since I was born, so my dad kind of indoctrinated me into it. Well, my daily drive is a Land Rover, so that's relatively modern compared to all of these cars, but I think I'll always be into some sort of classic or vintage. The Festival of Slope has been really good so far. It's my first year, me and my dad have come, and everyone's very welcoming, and it's been really good to be able to drive the car in somewhere that is recognised as a really slow car. It's actually one of the fastest here. I think all the other cycle cars they're all very interesting, and the way that they all differentiate from each other is brilliant, and just the engineering that went into them back in the day staggers me. I'm Freddie Knott, and I'm 18 years old.
It's a lot of fun, but it keeps challenging us.